yesterday I thought that I was almost finished with what I was going to bring, and just heard God say that that's not what I want you to bring. So I started over. And he gave me some thoughts on prayer. And prayer is seeking God. And so that's what I came up with, was prayer. And it's for us to be able to develop a prayer life. So prayer is developing a relationship with Jesus and with God. We pray to get to know God intimately. And without that prayer life, that's lacking. And we all know that. In Daniel 11:32 says, "The people who know their God will display strength and take action." So that's getting to know God is how we're going to display our strength and take our action and do His will. The purpose of prayer is to have an intimate communion with God. Psalms 25:14 says, "The Lord confides in those who fear Him, and He makes His covenant known to them." And to fear the Lord is to hate evil. And when we hate evil, we'll live a righteous life. Only through God and only through prayer. How should we pray? And Luke 21:36 says to pray always. It says, "Watch ye therefore and pray always, that you may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass and to stand before the Son of Man." How do we pray always? I think it's an attitude. You know, I pray every day, you know, in every situation. Not always, but I try to. And a situation comes up. Aaron, this morning, he gave the testimony. He knew that man was going to make it hard, and man, God answered. God answered in a big way. But that's, you know, it's easy to not, you know, if you don't pray, you know, what's going to happen? You know, God's there to help us, and so, I mean, that's just a, you know, one case, and I'm sure that most of us probably do that. We pray every day, something comes up. We should be faithful in our prayer. Romans 12:12 says, be joyful in hope, patient in affliction, and faithful in prayer. And it's important to God that we're faithful in that. And we should be devoted. We need to devote ourselves to prayer. Colossians 4:2 says, to devote yourselves to prayer, being watchful and thankful. It's important to set a time aside every day to seek God and to be devoted. And it's hard. We all have busy lifestyles, but God will reward us if we set that time and devote ourselves to that. And we're to continually pray. 1 Thessalonians 5:17-18 says, "Pray continually, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus." So that's as well developing that attitude of prayer in everything that we do, whatever it is. Psalm 17:5 says, When I wake, I will be satisfied seeing your likeness. So first thing we should do when we wake up is not think about what a terrible morning it is, and we should focus on God right away, and that's a good way to start the day. Consider your time of prayer to be an appointment with an intimate friend. You know, if you have an appointment with a friend, that you're not going to be late for it. You know, you're going to look forward to that. Someone said that prayer should be as natural as breathing and as enjoyable as eating. And that's something to think about. Sometimes it's a labor, and that's when Satan will attack us too. But and I think we should pray aloud, to pray out loud. Jesus did. He gave us, you know, he was our example. And in Hebrews 5:7 it says, during the days of Jesus' life on earth, he offered up prayers and petitions with fervent cries and tears. So he didn't do it quietly. You know, and I think it's important to God that we speak out loud. And he knows our thoughts, but I think it's important too that we can speak out loud. And something I learned studying this is there's different types of prayer, and I didn't realize that before. I mean, I guess I did, but I never really pondered on it. But the first type I found was praise, and you know we just sang praises to God, and that's a form of prayer. Praises to adore God for who He is, to adore His attributes. You know, He's the Almighty Creator, and He's worthy of all glory and honor. Psalm 96:1 says, sing unto the Lord a new song, sing unto the Lord all the earth. And I think this type of praise is more for us than God even. God knows who He is, but it reminds us, you know, who we serve and who He is. Just, that's good. And there's a second one's a prayer of thanksgiving. And that's when we worship God for what He's done. Philippians 4:6 says, do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. It's important that we're thankful for what He's done in our lives. And it's important that we express that to Him. The third kind is the prayer of confession. And it's when we confess our sins. Our sins and iniquities separate us from God. James 5:16 says, the prayer of a righteous man is powerful and effective. And that's being righteous is without sin. And Psalm 66:18 says, if I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me. So that's why the prayer of confession is important. Because God can't hear us if we have unconfessed sin. The fourth kind is the prayer of intercession. That's invoking the blessings of God on others. Jesus interceded for His disciples in John 17:15-18. Jesus prayed to the Father. He said, I pray that thou shouldest not take them out of this world, but thou shouldest keep them from the evil. They are not of this world, even as I am not of this world. Sanctify them through the truth. Thy word is truth. As thou hast sent me into the world, even so I also sent them into the world. And he also prayed the prayer of intercession for all believers in the same chapter. The fifth type of prayer is the prayer of supplication. And that's the prayer that the kingdom of God be established in all the issues that we bring before him. In Matthew 6:19 it says, I will give you the keys to the kingdom of heaven. Whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. And to bind means to forbid, and to loose means to allow. And we can do that. You know, we can bind sickness and loose healing. We can bind torment and loose peace. And I think it's pretty powerful when you think that Jesus gave us that. And the sixth type of prayer that I found was the prayer of petition. And that's asking God to supply our personal needs. And we know that God hears our petitions. And Matthew 6:8 says, for your Father knows what you need before you ask him. And Matthew 7:7-9 says, ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find, knock, and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and everyone who seeks finds, and the one who knocks, the door will be open. Which one of you, if your son asks for bread, will give him a stone? So God already knows, but it's important that we vocalize that. And that's when he'll answer that. And when we pray, we ask in the name of Jesus. John 14:13 says, and I will do whatever you ask in my name, so that the Father may be glorified in the Son. In John 15:16, it says, and so whatever you ask in my name, the Father will give you. In 16:24, he says, until now you have not asked for anything in my name. Ask and you will receive, and your joy will be complete. So that's kind of what my study came up with. It's just a way of seeking God. And it's pretty neat that it kind of went right along with this morning. I thought it was pretty cool. I had something completely different, and God said, no, I'm not giving that to the open door tomorrow. You're going to help and build on what Sheila said. So, that's just certain different ways that we can seek God. I don't know. Hopefully there's something in there that you could learn and glean from, but I think it's pretty cool how it worked. So, does anyone want to pray? Take a few minutes.